Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We got most of the band back together. Dana is down in Mississippi, but Sam is back from slip and dip.
Slinging, yes.
Swing and dip.
Slinging.
I'm sorry?
He's a slinging. Dip. He's a dip slinger.
He's a dip slinger.
There it is.
I feel like this could get dangerous real quick with a slip of the tongue.
It almost did. It almost did.
Let's emphasize the P here, folks.
He can get a tattoo. Dip slinger.
There we go.
Dip slinger. How did it go?
Oh, it was good. Honestly, first of all, thank you guys for telling everybody that I was out there.
Of course, of course.
You talk about feeling loved. I lost count of the number of people that came up. And it's always funny because, you know, people tend to be shy just naturally. And so they would walk up and already my job is to verbally assault them, right? They walk by and I'm like, hey, try some dip. But I say it in a really nice, funny way.
And how does one say that in a funny way?
Try a couple of gourmet dips. I've been doing this all weekend. You're going to make me do it again?
All right.
How about
all
you are what you eat?
Mixes.
You are what you eat. You're a dip.
There you go.
You look like a man who could put down some spinach artichoke dip. Come on by and pick some up.
So anyway, thank you to everybody who came by and lurked and said hi and told me how much they loved the show and took a picture and bought dip. I mean, I felt loved.
Was there lurking going on?
All day, every day.
Like somebody kind of peering around a corner, looking at you, making direct eye contact.
My job is to pull people over to try the dip. And then the people would hang around and they're like looking and I'm trying to read their face. Like, are you going to try some dip or are you just standing there? And then they'd eventually build the confidence and be like, I'm a huge fan of the show.
They're staring at you. You're like, hey, pal, the dip's down here.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right, right.
Easy.
Right.
Easy.
The chips and dip.
The dip is up here.
Up here, sorry.
It's up here.
That's normally how
Not
you say
down
it.
Here.
Anyway, it was a great time. Thank you to everybody who came out.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad it was a success.
I'm ready for a weekend and a nap.
Okay. Have you had a day off in the last 2 weeks?
No. I don't take days off.
Sam.
I haven't had a day off in the last 10 years.
Okay.
He's young. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Scott said to me a couple weeks ago, he's like, careful burning the candle at both ends. I'm like, dude, I've been doing that since I turned 16. What are you talking about?
No, in fairness, I did say that because I think you really do need to be mindful of that.
Yeah.
It'll actually make you better at your job when you step away from work for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I try. I'm addicted. I am addicted to work. Like Wednesday, the first half of the day, I wasn't slinging dip. I was just at home hanging out because I didn't have to be there until 5 o'clock. Instead of hanging out, I decided to build something.
And then you went to go sling dip.
Right, right.
What do you mean you're addicted to work?
I don't sit still ever. Well, I can sit still, but I'm not going to have a good time.
Do you not need a day off?
I mean, it's nice, but, like, you know, if I have nothing to do that day, like, very rarely do we have a Saturday where we have nothing, but if we do, I make it to about 8:30 in the morning before I have to figure
out
something
to
do.
Don't invite Sam to my house to hang out. Okay.
I always want to be doing something.
Or give him something to do while he's there.
Well, wait, does that count like fun stuff too? Like as if you're doing something fun, does that make you feel productive as well?
Anything. Okay. Just sitting around does not, it bothers me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you not sit down and watch like college football? Or for example, yesterday, T went to see you at the
Holiday Boutique.
Yeah. Thank you. And
dip slinging.
And so and she made you sling her some dip.
She got some. Some dip.
Okay. Choke out my coffee here.
So she brought home some of your dip.
She did.
I know, because I ate it.
Five packages worth.
What flavor?
It was what flavor was that?
I don't know.
Artichoke.
Regardless.
Stop.
French onion.
Stop.
Reel it in.
Stop.
Bacon dip.
Everybody, stop.
Some nice hummus.
No.
10 minutes into the show.
So she goes with her friend Allie to go get you to sling some dip.
Uh-huh.
And I decide I'm going to watch the Chiefs game. And so I start watching the Chiefs game. Can you not do that?
If I am at home watching a Chiefs game, at least six other chores will get done in the midst of that Chiefs game.
Okay.
Are they at least in view of the TV?
Yeah. I mean, okay. I can't miss the game, but we go to commercial break, and I know for a fact I now have 120 seconds to go do 120 seconds worth of whatever chore my mind was.
That's where
me
you do like all the rhinestoning of your
right
clothes.
Bedazzling. Yeah.
The bedazzling.
Right.
Make my friendship bracelets during the Chief game.
Anyway, it's good to be back. The band is back together.
It is good to be back.
Back to the grind.
I'm glad you're here.
And in Dana's chair.
I can't believe we didn't leave with Thin Lizzy. The boys are back in town. That would have been a great song to lead.
Don't Commander encourage Jesse him. Reed, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, Commander Jesse Reed is in the house today. Commander?
Good to be here.
Good to have you.
See, Jesse, you said the show was already off the rails. It wasn't even on the rails at any point.
Okay. It sounds on the rails when I'm not here. If I'm starting to think it's me, maybe.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is not the first time today that I've seen Commander Reed.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a real...
You've been stalking him?
No, I was at his office.
Oh.
I had to put together a will today.
Yeah.
That was really weird. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. I'm down in Overland Park, and I met with a guy, Burris, is that his last name?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And I had to put together a will today.
Well, it's good that you're recognizing that you're closer in this direction than to the other direction.
That there are fewer
mm-hmm.
horses in front of the cart than riding in the back, yeah.
Something like that.
What was weird about it? Is it just turning something that's an emotional event into kind of this checklist of things that have to get done?
I mean, like, what was weird about it? It was the realization that I need to put into order what's going to happen, what I have, mm-hmm. right? What I have. And give it to my kids.
Yeah.
And it was just really weird. And I told Scott a couple of times, I said, this is the most morbid conversation I've ever had in my entire life.
For many men, this is, it's kind of a smack in the face to, you know, remind you that, no, you are no longer in your teens or in your 20s.
Hmm.
You are not invincible, as we used to always think we were. Mm-hmm. And that kind of a realization can smack you pretty hard sometimes.
Yeah.
So he said to me, and he was very, of course, he was very professional. And he's like, well, where do you want everything to go? And I said, I want 20% to go to T, 40% to go to Sarah.
If you're part of Scott's family, tune in right now. This is all the nitty gritty details.
Yeah, we hashing this out right on the air. All right, I'm gonna use this in your estate settling.
am I saying something wrong?
I don't know. It's typically private information. Am I getting the kiss cave or not? That's what I want to know.
You're going to have to be very specific about who's going to carry the box of all your CDs because they will probably decide,
nobody wants it.
Right.
Nobody wants it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 20% to T, 40% to Sarah, 40% to Maya.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, is there anything that's like really important that you need to figure out right now? And I said, you know, we're going to hash this out over Thanksgiving, but my dad's dog tags from Vietnam.
Yeah, your girls.
Well, there's only one. My brother has the other.
Okay.
So who gets the dog tag?
They both do.
Or does anybody want it? You know?
You can bequeath it.
You could give it to a museum.
Did you just say bequeath?
Yes.
You could give it to a museum. Like, I know a lot of people that are graduates of the Naval Academy, they'll give their class ring to a museum that's on the campus. And, I mean, your dad was a decorated war hero, essentially. There might be somebody that's
highly decorated. Yeah.
There might be someone interested in that.
What you could do is yes, you bequeath it to your girls and then let them decide who wants to hold on to it for the next 5 years. And then maybe the other one wants to hold on to it for the next 10 years.
But the thing is, Dan, is that neither one of them was on this planet when he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And so would they even want it?
Probably not. You can always ask them.
I think the rightful line of succession would be the firstborn. And if the firstborn wants to give it to the secondborn, then she is more than welcome to.
913-586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana Wright, Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, Scott, we talked about the will, but we did not talk about the most important item.
More cowbell?
There's got to be more cowbell.
Guys.
Guys.
Who's getting the Blue Stafford robe?
Stop.
Dad's dog tag, huge. Don't get me wrong. Who's getting the Blue Stafford robe?
You got to fill me in on this one, Sam.
He's had the same Blue Stafford robe for 35 years.
30.
He enjoys
You're right, 35.
Every single day. And when he goes and trespasses on his neighbor's property to unhook their hoses, he is not allowed to wear anything other than his Blue Stafford robe.
I'd like to see that thing get caught in the breeze of a F-Zero tornado.
I don't think you do want to see that. I think that would be something you... Now, is it your entire life with never seen
35 years old. Is it holy? And I don't mean by the word holy. I don't mean set apart. I mean, is it full of holes?
Okay. Great question. The right under pit has three holes in it.
Which makes sense. There's a lot of wear and tear under the armpits.
And in the front left, as I've over the years, you know, you have to cinch it together. So there is a little bit of a rip on the left side. Yeah.
Stafford, the brand that's like carried it.
Is there any other?
Macy's and Kmart's and.
It was. It wasn't Kmart. It was. Oh my God.
35 years ago is what it was.
Why am I drawing a brain fart here?
There used to be a half price store.
No. Oh my God. JCPenney.
Okay.
JCPenney's.
Okay.
That's where I got the Stafford robe.
Okay.
Mind your business.
Is it? I didn't bring it up. Sam did.
Very important.
Is it one of those terry cloth? So you can wear it right out of the shower.
It is terry cloth. Okay. Yes, of course, And you dry yourself off just a little bit, and then you put on the Stafford robe. And why is this embarrassing for me?
I don't know. I can't figure out why you're dancing around this one. It's a very normal thing to do.
Do you not have a bathrobe?
I have a robe. I just got a new one, actually. And it's dark red. And I thought it kind of had like a... I'm not promoting this man at all, but it kind of had like a Hugh Hefner feel to it, you know, a little bit red.
I beg your pardon?
Red. It was like a red smoking... Do you smoke in it? No, you don't. But you know what I'm talking about, right? But I got told it looked like more of a Santa Claus outfit, so
you put on the loafers and walk around the pool smoking a cigar.
It's very, very comfortable,
ladies.
When was the last time you smoked a cigar?
A cigar?
Yeah,
maybe within the last year. I'm not a big cigar guy,
Sam.
I don't dislike them. I just don't like all my clothes and everything smelling like a cigar for a week after.
I can't sit down for 2 hours and enjoy one. A cigar.
Remember, he's got to be doing chores.
You can't sit down and just relax at all?
I can, and then I fall asleep in like 5 minutes.
He's like a shark. He's got to keep swimming or he just sinks to the bottom.
Okay.
Anyway.
Story here, the share of 12th graders who say they plan to get married has declined precipitously among girls, and fewer of them are interested in having children. According to new research from Pew, data from the report was collected by the University of Michigan, which is blah, 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 blah. The study surveys more than 25,000 8th, 10th, and 12th grade students annually. Pew researchers have identified the massive shift in thinking among 12th grade girls after comparing survey responses of 12th graders in 1993 to responses to 12th graders in 2023. The data shows that overall 67% of American 12th graders in 2023 say they will likely choose to get married someday. That is 67% compared to 80% 30 years ago. Wow.
I feel like every time I'm in here, we have an article on demographics and the future apocalypse that we're facing.
I said the question in the newsroom earlier, are we in a roundabout way supporting the downfall of mankind?
What do you mean?
We have story after story after story. We aren't having babies anymore. The United States is at a depopulation rate. At our current rate, we will not have a population in the United States. And I don't know the exact number, so forgive me if I'm wrong, but in the next 100, 200 years, because we are not repopulating. Well, and so now we're seeing studies about girls not wanting to get married. Divorce rates are through the roof.
Everyone's relationship is with an algorithm on their phone.
Right. We have no human connection, which is something I talk about all the time and get called a hippie.
My youngest, Maya, has sworn that she will never, ever have children.
Yeah. And we reference it all the time, but I go back to the 2006 soon-to-be documentary, Idiocracy. We are literally living it out today.
It's so good. And it's scary how actually realistic it is now.
The first 10 minutes of that film are not far off from what's been happening the last 15 years.
Yep.
So listen to this. When the data is broken down by gender, more boys, 74%, than girls, 61%, said in 2023 that they are likely to get married. In 1993, it was 83%.
Which one, the girls or the boys?
Both.
So the girls have gone way down, which is which is not stereotypically. So, usually think of girls wanting to be married more than...
So in 1993, it was 83% by both genders. This year, or check that, 2 years ago, it was 74% of boys, 61% of girls.
That's surprising.
And I would be willing to bet that boy number is actually increasing from years ago, like 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Even if they do get married, only 51% of 12th graders in 2023 said that they were very likely to stay married to the same person for the rest of their life. You're going into marriage with the idea that you're not going to stay married.
Yep.
51% say that they're going into marriage and highly unlikely to stay married to that person.
And so I repeat myself, are we promoting the downfall of mankind, at least in the United States?
What do you think is the reason that people, I mean, obviously people have a different view of marriage now. They don't look at it what the original intent was. They look at it as just this sort of like transactional thing, and I'll give it a try and see how it goes.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Sam, we're going to be honest in here.
Yep.
Neither one of us is a fan of that song.
Great band, not indicative of their greater work.
Okay.
Sam's like, what did I do wrong?
I can turn it back up if you want.
Would you mind?
A little more of it. I-zer-ve.
Is today's theme cowbell, by the way? Because we've got cowbell in this song. We had cowbell in the Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reaper. Can we just keep that theme going today?
What are you, a critic?
How about some Mississippi Queen?
Okay. I'm here for that.
Mississippi Mountain. Queen by Mountain.
Yeah.
I saw them in concert.
Bragger.
I remember you talking about this actually once. I remember all these things.
Leslie West. Yes. I saw him in concert. He opened for Queen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like an interesting pairing to me.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Just the two bands. They don't seem to, you know, typically the opener kind of fits the same theme as the headliner.
Chauncey Billups pleaded not guilty today to a 2-count federal indictment accusing him of participating in a brazen scheme to rig underground poker games backed by the mafia. Billups is charged with wire fraud and money laundering conspiracy. Bond is set at $5 million.
I mean, it's quite the allegation to plead not guilty to. Which part is he pleading not guilty to? Was he saying he wasn't there? Is he saying he didn't know it was backed by the mob? Is he saying he didn't know that it was?
Well, in this part of the process, all you have to say is not guilty,
right,
or guilty.
Cooked.
Say it again.
I was finishing my sentence. I couldn't think of the word. Is he saying I didn't know that the games were cooked?
The arraignment was followed by a status conference for 31 of his co-defendants in the alleged cheating case, dubbed Operation Royal Flush by federal investigators.
That's a creative one.
As for whether or not he was there, it's pretty open and shut, is it not? I mean, I'm assuming they have pictures. They definitely have eyewitness accounts.
Yes.
The question being, you know, were you well informed that these games were illegitimate? Were you well informed that these people were using you, by the way, to get high rollers to come in and spend a lot of money? And did you know that the mob allegedly was behind all of it?
You know what I've never been able to figure out is what is it about? I am not worried about where my next meal is coming from, but I'm not rich. And what is it about people who are rich where they can't?
They gamble. They got enough money, but they still seek.
Why?
It's you're not seeking the money. It's the dopamine hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the chemical
reaction
in your brain that you're chasing.
And by the way, you throw the mob into that adrenaline addiction and you're like, wow, these levels are spiking to a point that I've never felt before.
Okay.
You mean I might lose a kneecap? Let's go.
But Sam, I mean, we all have dopamine and I don't need that hit.
But your baseline is lower. So somebody that like every day.
What do you mean by that?
So, okay, I'm going to nerd out here for a second. But like all of us have baseline levels of these different brain chemicals. And someone who regularly stands in front of a cheering crowd in front of thousands of people to entertain them, you know, you and I, if I were to do that, if I were to step on a court and there was 20,000 people or I was walked into Arrowhead Stadium and they introduced me and I'm waving to 70,000 people, like my adrenaline's going to be off the charts. My head's going to explode.
Okay.
Because I'm not used to that. And that's going to be a huge spike in all the brain chemicals. Now, people who do that regularly and can almost like tune it out, they have, I think, naturally higher baseline levels on here. And so in some ways, it takes a little bit more danger, I guess, to get that spike that you're seeking.
I mean,
I'm not a scientist. This is just me. This is all my podcast knowledge I'm spitting out here.
We spitball on the show, and that's fine.
We can apply it to being a Top Gun pilot, you know? You're pulling G's for however many years, and then you get in the Geo Metro, and you're like, this is boring.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's why, you know, the first time I did a carrier landing, I was almost like detached from reality. I was like, I can't believe this is happening. And then you fast forward several years, and you're in the middle of a deployment, and it's just routine almost. You're not even thinking about it.
What was it like the first time you ever landed on a carrier?
The first time I saw the back of a ship or the first time I actually came to a stop?
Both.
Both. The first time I was behind, I rolled, they call it rolling in the groove. So you do this 360 degree pattern and you're in a left-hand turn and then boom, you're right behind the ship and it's moving around. And that was the detached from reality.
I mean, you're landing on something that is moving.
It's moving. And the runway's not even aligned with your direction. It's slightly canted about 20 degrees to the left. So the runway is not even, you're not even lined up with it when you're behind the ship. And then the ship is moving away from you the whole time. So it's a constant adjustment. And I think the first time I was behind the ship, I was just completely detached from reality. Felt like I was having an out-of-body experience. For anyone who's ever felt like that before.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that adrenaline, that dopamine, it's no different than any other addiction, right? And mm-hmm. so kind of to Jesse's point, when you have that high-level baseline, let's apply it to alcoholism. If you're down in a pint or a fifth of vodka a day, well, then the beer is not going to get you to where you need to go. And mm-hmm. so if you are Chauncey Billups, allegedly, and you're in front of that massive crowd and you're on the TV and you are a full-blown celebrity, when those cameras turn off, it becomes a very lonely world.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to find other – either you need to go to therapy and figure out how to cope with that lower adrenaline, or you have to find other outlets to find that addiction. You look at Michael Jordan and his competitive nature in literally everything in life. In The Last Dance, he was getting worked up talking about something mm-hmm. that worked him up 20 years, 30 years before. And so with somebody like Chauncey Billups, allegedly, or any of these guys, they want that higher stake because the higher risk comes with the higher reward, not a reward of money, reward of...
of risk?
Dopamine.
Yeah.
And so the risk is the dopamine, right?
It's the rush, yeah.
So from the text line, Scott, you're an addict. You went to rehab. You know it's basically the same thing. Yes, I guess.
According to brain chemistry, they're 100% right.
Hmm.
I also think about, do you ever see those people that do just the absolute, I mean, it makes my blood freeze when I see videos of this. Guys climbing the towers, you know, radio towers, and they're standing right on the tippy top edge and they're balancing and they're holding like a little selfie stick and they're just mm-hmm. like, I mean, one gust of wind or whatever, they could just topple over. And I watch these things and I almost can't watch it because it literally makes my blood freeze.
But do you think you were addicted to the dopamine of landing a plane?
No. I mean, that's not why I was doing it. That's a good question.
Let me rephrase this question.
I really thought about that,
did
actually.
Did you feel the need for the emotional shift?
Did you feel the need for speed?
Or did you feel the need for speed when you stopped?
Oh, man. These are good questions.
Have a seat on my couch.
There was definitely, for me, it was more the competitive side of it, where I always wanted to, like, do better than I did the last time. I was sort of, like, trying to seek, you know, learn from my last mistake and go, okay, next time I go out, I'm going to do this just a little bit better.
But when you stopped, did you feel the need? Was there a dopamine? Stop. Stop. Like, when you retired,
uh-huh.
did you have to get that?
No.
Dopamine?
No, but I do miss the competitive nature of it. So I think I feel that in different ways. I feel, you know, kind of that, I guess I don't want to compare it to Michael Jordan, but like, you know, all these people fill these voids in their life of what used to define them with something else. So I do kind of feel that, I think, sometimes. But
I guess my question is, and Sam, maybe you can answer this. Why is it that some people have that need for the dopamine and other people do not?
Because of the baseline that Jesse was talking mm-hmm. about. If you operate in the middle for your entire life or mm-hmm. below the middle,
okay.
If you're average Joe, you never feel that drive of that dopamine. But great point from the text line. Shaquille O'Neal now tours the country as DJ Diesel. And he has said many times he doesn't need the money. We all know he doesn't need the money. He is one of the most successful athletes in history because of the way that he built his fortune, his empire around basketball. Now he spends his free time traveling the country to do DJ sets in front of crowds, and he said it in 100 different interviews solely because he feels that adrenaline rush off of that crowd. He wants to be up in front of those people. He wants to be jumping around, throwing his hands in the air. You'll see pictures of Shaq at like raves, massive raves, mm-hmm. you know, where everybody's jumping around and going crazy. And he's in the front row going wild. He could stand side stage, but that's not the exciting part.
Mm-hmm.
The exciting part is being in the middle of it. And once you reach that certain level of success and you have that drive, because that drive is not easy to achieve. You have to work for it. You have to train yourself every single day. Your brain is a muscle. It just operates differently. And so when that muscle gets used to that level of resistance, you have to keep up that resistance or you feel lost.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Commander Jesse Reed, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I get to lead us out of the bump, huh?
Yeah.
We're talking about the story we were kind of starting to allude
to.
Yeah. I got a friend, I'm not going to name him, who is trying to convince me, and I, you know, Sam, I'm very anti-conspiracy theory guy.
Give me time. I'll get you there.
He will get you there.
This buddy of mine, all right, I'll say his first name. His name's Bobby. He's trying to convince
Bobby,
me.
Is it Bobby Kerr?
No.
Oh.
He's trying to convince me that there is not a single outcome in professional sports that is not somehow altered through some form of betting or fixing.
Oh, I hope he's wrong.
I hope so too. He's planted the seed. I still don't believe it, but there's like, as I there's a stone in my shoe now and it's bugging me just a little bit.
A single game, everything is already predetermined.
Not everything, but there will be plays in the game where someone in there is doing something to alter the outcome and is not giving it their 100%.
Mm.
And so we'll sit there. I think we were sitting at like a sports bar watching a football game a couple weeks ago. And he's telling me all this.
Simmer down. Simmer down.
And then right in front of us, there's a play on whatever game was on TV. And there was a guy who had like a clear shot at the quarterback and just sort of like randomly stumbles on his way to the quarter. And it doesn't look like that should have happened. And he goes, see, look at that right there. And it's enough for me to go, no, come on. But maybe.
Well, I mean, look at the Chiefs game yesterday. They were getting smoked.
Mm-hmm. And then two years ago, and of course he was joking, and I'm not alluding that there is anything nefarious going on with the NFL or the Chiefs. We love you, Chiefs Network. We love you a lot.
Down the hall.
We love you.
we love you very much.
But it was either 2 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. I can't remember what game it was, but it was the final play, and Chris Jones had a line to tackle the quarterback who ran it in for a touchdown for us to lose. And he turns and walks away.
So my So my point to him is anyway, these are the most competitive. These are the most
competitive. We love you, Chiefs Network. Down the hall. Continue.
So my response to him is, these are the most competitive people in the world who hate to lose. What would be their incentive to do something that would either bring embarrassment to themselves
See,
or the
and,
team?
And there's where I'm with you on that. I mean, you're getting paid millions and millions of dollars. What's the benefit? I mean,
this is going to tie into the poker game thing we were talking about earlier.
Right. Your addiction to gambling can only be so strong.
But there's another aspect we haven't discussed yet. And this was his point. And he said, read this book. It's called The Fix Is In. It'll describe why all sports is corrupted.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And I don't want to believe that.
I don't believe all of sports. I believe it happens. Obviously, we're here talking a story about where there's something clearly going on behind the
Chauncey
scenes.
Chauncey Billups.
But his point was that the organized crime elements to all this have leverage on everybody out there. You know, the crazy person in your life, the secret you don't want to get out there from your past or something like that. And they use that as leverage to alter the outcome of sporting events. That's his point. And that's the point of this book, he said.
So wait, the mob leverages.
They'll know some skeleton in your closet and your professional.
That I don't want out.
That you don't want out. And they say, hey, the over on this game is whatever. The over under is this.
Or God forbid,
you're
people are going to know that.
You're going to do your part to make sure that doesn't happen.
Welcome to the dark side.
God, I hate that I'm feeding into this for Sam.
Telling you, the first step is when you realize there's more questions than answers, and then you're like, wait a minute.
But see, also, like, a question or an alternate theory is not an actual refutation to me. Because it could happen doesn't mean that's what's happening.
I have not led the greatest, cleanest life ever. But there's nothing in my past that would be so awful that I would be willing to flip a game for.
So like if some guy, some like Italian mobster is like, hey, Scott, what about that thing? And you're just like, forget about it.
I mean, I've done bad things in my life, but, you know, I've never cheated on tea. Well, that would be one where they could probably get you is if you've had an affair or have been, you know.
See, you think there needs to be a skeleton in the closet when in all reality, and we're just running on the theory here, in all reality, all that really needs to happen is just a bunch of big guys with crowbars sitting in front of you saying.
Sure would be bad if your leg got
broke.
See,
to me, that's not compelling because then you just call the police. Oh, wait, the police are on it too. Oh,
on the mob?
Yeah, have fun with that one.
Quick break. News coming
My
up.
My name's Scott Parks.
No. Your name is not Scott Parks. Mine is Sam Stevie III.
I live in Western Shawnee.
And Commander Jesse Reed. My name is Scott Parks. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. At KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores.
True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.